and anyone else who's visiting with us, good to have you out tonight. I'd like for you to turn to four passages of Scripture. Three of them are very close together in the first part of the Epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 1. And if you want to find Ephesians chapter 2, you won't have to spend a lot of time looking for it. That'll be the fourth passage. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 24. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Gentile world unbelief. Sinners. That's what that passage tells us about. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. For we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them who commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them who do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? The sinner first, and now the man who thinks everybody else is a sinner. He judges. Romans chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Now we know that whatsoever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We talked about bad people, sinners first. Secondly, about those who thought everybody else was sinners. And now we understand from God's word that according to the law, according to God's word, no flesh can be justified by what it can do, because it can't keep the law. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Now I'll bet you there are a lot of people here that can say those verses without looking at them. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, a lot of people who know the Bible could stand here and preach a beautiful sermon on doctrine from this passage. This is considered by the Bible scholars the sinner in God's courtroom. And if you start at the verse at chapter 1, and by the time you get to the end of chapter 3, if you're not down on your knees, then you haven't allowed God to speak to you, because it covers everybody. But some time ago, I hope it was a long time ago, I told a story that covers the three people, the three types of people that we've been talking about tonight, the four types that the Bible speaks about tonight. I know I told it to the youth group on a Sunday night, and I hope I didn't tell it here. Well, if I did, maybe you won't mind hearing it again. And it is just a story. The story of a rich man who had five sons. He lived in a mansion high up in the hillside. His oldest son, his firstborn, was a good, kind, strong, obedient son. He always did what his father wanted. The other four sons were, I guess they were ordinary people. They got into trouble a lot. They disobeyed a lot. But the one thing that the father always told these boys was, there was a river that ran very swiftly just down the mountain from where they lived. And he always told them, don't go near the river. If you go near the river, you'll be in trouble. Well, day after day passed by, and little by little they inched closer and closer to the river, until one day one of them said, "Look, I tell you what I'll do. I'll put my hand in the river. You hold to my hand and let him hold to..." And between the four of them, they made a chain. They figured that if the first one got pulled, the others would be able to rescue him. They remembered what their father had said, "Don't touch the river. Don't go in the river." But he did. He put his hand in the river. And before he realized it, he was in the river. His three brothers were behind him. They were down through the current, through the rapids, over the rocks, and underwater. Before they could even think, they were gone. They fought, to begin with, for a couple of hours, I suppose. But to no avail, the river was stronger than them. And so it took them off into a far country, miles and miles away from home. It finally threw them up in the bank of the river, all four, out of breath, tired, and oh so sorry that they had touched the river. So aware now of what their father meant when he said what it would do to them. When they caught their breath, they talked to one another about what they were going to do. And of course, the first thing they did was got back in the river and tried to get back home in it. It proved just as strong the second time as it did the first. They decided they would try to get back home by walking along the edge of the river, but the precipice was too high. They just couldn't make it. It was too rough. They decided to climb over the mountains to get home, but they were too high, and besides, they didn't know the way. So they built a fire to get warm, and they talked about what they had done, how they were disobedient, how their father knew what was best, and how they were so sorry for what they had done. They had to learn to live in this strange country, because it was strange. It wasn't a place they agreed right away that it was a place that wasn't made for them. It was very cold, not very warm like their home. Savages lived there. It wasn't very inviting like their home. But they had to learn to live there, and so they killed animals and made clothes. They built huts. They got nuts and berries off trees to eat. And every night, they met together around a fire. And guess what they talked about? Home and father. And how they longed for father to send or come for them. And every night they met. Every day they worked. Every night they met. One night when they got together, they realized that there were only three of them. Used to be four. And they immediately set out to try and find their brother. And they found him building a hut with the savages. And they went up to him and said, "What in the world are you doing? Are you planning to live here? Have you forgotten father?" "Well," he said, "I've waited a long time. It doesn't look like he's coming." But they said, but how can you live here with these people? And wouldn't you rather be back with us?" And, oh, he said, I'm just tired of thinking and talking about father. This is a nice place, and I'm going to build a mansion here." Well, the three boys went back to the fire and left their brother building a grass hut, which he called a mansion, with the savages. They met every night, and a couple of nights later, there were only two. Those two ran to find out where their other brother was, and they found him on a hill just over where the first brother was building his house. And he was just sitting on top of the hill looking down at his brother. And they said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm looking at my brother, that big sinner." Remember Romans chapter 1? "I'm just looking at him, and I'm just seeing what he's doing and how he's disgraced our father." And they said, but we all left father. We all disobeyed him. Oh, he said, "Our sins are nothing compared to him. Just look at him. And I'm making notes." He pulled out a book and he said, "Every time he sins, I write it down. So when we get back home, I'll tell father, won't you join us back at the fire?" "No, somebody's got to stay here to watch him." And so the two of them now went back to the fire. A few days later, the youngest son awoke and he was all alone. He went looking for his last brother and found him down in the river. Guess what he was doing? He was piling rocks up in the river. And when his brother said, what are you doing here? Don't you realize the river is too strong for you? It always was. It always will be. We have to wait for Father. I'm tired of waiting. And beside which, we need to do something so Father will accept us back home. I'm going to build a road. I'm going to take the rocks out of the river, build them high enough, and I'll just keep building until I get back to Father. Well, the young one went back to the fire and waited and waited and waited for Father or for someone Father would send. One morning, he heard a voice behind him that he recognized, and he spun around. And guess who he saw? His oldest brother. Big, strong, oldest brother sent from Father to take him home. When they hugged for a long time, first one backed away from him and said, there are four of you. Where are the other three? Oh, he said, one of them is living with the savages. One is watching him and judging him, and the other is working his way back home. Well, first one set out for the village of the savages. When he got there, he walked up to his brother's house and called into it and said, come on out, I'm your brother, I came to take you home. And this face appeared to the window and he said, you are not welcome here. I want nothing to do with you, but I came from Father. And just for a brief moment, a flicker of recognition came into his eyes, and suddenly a band of savages jumped up from inside of the house and said, he only wants your mansion. And firstborn said, that's no mansion. That's a grass hut. And the son said, oh, yes, it is a mansion. It is my mansion, and I built it, and I'm staying here. But don't you want to go back to Father? I have no father. And firstborn took off and went in search of his other brother. He didn't have to go far. He found him just up on the hill, looking down at his other brother. I came to take you home, he said. He said, well, I'm glad you came. I've been looking for you. I wondered what took you so long. And I want to tell you, I've been sitting here making note of everything that he's been doing ever since he came here. I've got it written down. He said, I want to talk to you about your sin. My sin, he said. I don't have any sin compared to him. You are as far from home as he is. Well, my sin's nothing compared to his. Come on, let me show you. I go down all the time. He never sees me, you know. I go down and look in at the window. Come, follow me. And he ran down to his brother's house. It wasn't until he got down there that he realized his brother hadn't followed him. His brother was off to the river looking for his last brother. He got to the river, and sure enough, knee-deep in water, stacking blocks and rocks, was his other brother. I've come to take you home. He said, you must be finding the river very strong, very hard, and you have so far to go, and I'm so much stronger than you, Father sent to take me home. His brother never looked up. He said, I have a holy work to do. I am a big sinner. I have transgressed against my Father. But when I get this road built, and when I am able to walk from this road into my Father's house, he will have to forgive me. I would have won his favor. I would have earned his mercy. The firstborn said, you don't win favor. Favor is received. You don't earn mercy. Mercy is free. And what he got for that was a stone thrown at him. He said, you get behind me, you serpent. You are evil. You're just keeping me from my holy work. I have work to do. He threw another stone at his brother. And firstborn went back to the fire, to his youngest brother. Where are they? The youngest brother said. He said, they stayed where they were, one in his sin, the other judging him, and the other trying to work his way back home. One wanted to sin. One wanted to judge. One wanted to work. No one wanted Father. What about me? He said. Will Father forgive me? Oh, he said, why do you think he sent me? He picked up his brother and put him on his shoulder and took him home. Everybody in this room is represented by those four boys. The first one I suppose it's like the prodigal son. He went and he spent all his father had. He went into a far country and wasted, the Bible says, his substance with riotous living. He went where the pigs were, the savages were, and he lived with them and became like them. But oh, what a day. One day he said, I will arise and go to my father. See, he didn't have to wait. We don't have to wait. Firstborn has already come. The second boy is like those who are always looking around at other people. You ask them, do they want to be saved? And they say, you mean live like him or be like him? They never say like him. That's what we need to tell them. That's God's standard. But they don't see it. All they see is the faults in others. The third boy. Figured that what father had done was not good enough for him. He had to do something to please his father. You know, the Bible says, God commended his love toward us when we were good people, right? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when firstborn got back to his younger brother, he found the only one who was willing to meet God's requirements for one who would go to his home. Just say, I'm a sinner. I can't do anything for myself. I am not concerned about the other man. And I know I can't work anything, do anything to get back home. Will you please take me home? I guess it's not the thing that we normally say, but I think we need to do what the youngest boy did. We need to jump into the arms of the Savior. Lay our weight upon Him and then trust Him to take us home. Shall we pray? Our Father in heaven, we thank You this evening that there are so many here in this building that have recognized their need of a Savior and been willing to look away from themselves and look away to Calvary. To the place that You prepared. So we ask our God, if there are any in the building tonight who don't know the Savior, who have not yet been willing to surrender their lives to Him, that they would tonight say yes to the Lord Jesus, no to sin and to Satan, and we'll be able to say about them also that they have come home. We thank You for the privilege of being able to open Your Word, use it for Your glory, we pray, but we ask it in the name and for the glory of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening so attentively. Good night, and the Lord bless you.